أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال رب إني لا أملك إلا نفسي وأخي فافرق بيننا وبين القوم الفاسقين. قال فإنها محرمة عليهم 40 سنة يتيهون في الأرض فلا تأس على القوم الفاسقين. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 25 and 26 of Surah Al-Ma'idah, continuing with the discussion of the Bani Israel who refused to fulfill the command of Allah Ta'ala to proceed and conquer Al-Quds or Ardul Muqaddasa. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wassalam tried to convince them, the two elders and chiefs of the Bani Israel tried to convince them. They decided that they are not going to go. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wassalam sees this kind of reluctance, stubbornness, disinclination towards fulfilling the command of Allah Ta'ala and the arrogance of the Bani Israel. Musa alayhi salatu wassalam now submits and makes dua to Allah Ta'ala. قَالَ رَبِّ إِنِّي لَا أَمْلِكُ إِلَّا نَفْسِي وَأَخِي فَفْرُقْ بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَ الْقَوْمِ الْفَاسِقِينَ. He says, O my Rabb, certainly I do not have any control but upon my own self and that of my brother. In fulfilling your command, O Allah, I am prepared to do it. My brother, Sayyidina Harun alayhi salatu wassalam, obviously being a Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he would have absolutely no reservations, no hesitation in fulfilling the commandment of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So Musa alayhi salatu wassalam makes this dua that we have control over ourselves. In other words, in going forth, in fulfilling your commandments, being obedient to you, and thereby entering the city and fighting the Amaliki people. فَفْرُقْ بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَ الْقَوْمِ الْفَاسِقِينَ. So, O Allah, separate between us and the community, the people of disobedience. Here, the separation will be insofar as your hukam, insofar as your law and your decision. That the decision, if there is any decision of any azab that you are going to send down, then do not punish us with them, because surely we are prepared to go forth. But obviously he was the Nabi of Allah Ta'ala. Harun alayhi salatu wasalam was with him. The two of them could not go forward and leave the rest of the Bani Israel. They were obliged to be with their people. And hence Musa alayhi salatu wasalam makes this dua to Allah Ta'ala. قَالَ فَإِنَّهَا مُحَرَّمَةٌ عَلَيْهِمْ 40 سَنَةً. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that certainly it, that is Ardul Muqaddasa, this blessed and Mubarak land, like we said first, whether it was itself Al-Quds, whether it was the entire Levant, the entire Mulk Sham, or whatever it was, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Muharramatun, it will be haram upon them, forbidden upon them. In other words, they will not be able to enter this land now, 40 sana, for a period of 40 years. The Bani Israel wanted to go back towards Egypt. They wanted to backpedal and not move forth in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَتِيهُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ, in the valley of Tih. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now enclosed the Bani Israel. Such an enclosure which had no barriers, which had no fences, which had no doors, which had no locks. It was total open land. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, through His Qudrat, showed the Bani Israel about this punishment of Allah Ta'ala, that you wish to go back, you will never be able to travel back. And now you will not even go forward. And it comes in the narrations that in the morning when they would set out to go forward, they will travel the entire day and at night they would be where they were in the morning. Such is the qudrat, such is the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that they would not be able to go anywhere. There was no food available to them, but because of the barakah of these two nabis of Allah ta'ala and the pious persons amongst them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent manna, salwa, quails and dew that Allah ta'ala would send down to them. And in different ways, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmah still descended upon the Bani Israel, even though this was meant to be a punishment from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and a period of 40 years had passed until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala freed them from the valley of Tih. Yatihuna fil ard, and they wandered in the land like this for 40 years. Now some ulama have stated what happened after the 40 years. We find the narration that Musa alayhi salat wa salam, Harun alayhi salat wa salam, both of them had passed over, they had passed on, and then Allah ta'ala had chosen Yusha bin Nun alayhi salat wa salam as the Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And after this 40 years, whether it was the exact same people or whether it was part of the same people and their descendants, they now decided to go forth. And then at the hands of Yusha bin Nun, Al-Aqsa was then conquered, and he entered Al-Aqsa. In one narration, it was a Friday. It was about the time of Asr when Yusha bin Nun could see that he was getting victory, and in his heart the desire was to enter Al-Aqsa before sunset on a Friday. In the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had held the sun back for this Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to gain victory. And hence Allah ta'ala says to Musa alayhi salam, فَلَا تَأْسَ عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْفَاسِقِينَ, that you do not grieve, feel ill, feel bad about the disobeying people, that this was in their culture, this was in their heart, that although they had seen so many ni'mats of Allah ta'ala, they had seen so many miracles at the hands of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, yet they could not see the greatness and the magnitude of Allah ta'ala. And this again leaves us with a very great lesson, that upon us are many ni'mats of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that are showered each moment, each second. Let us look at those ni'mats, appreciate it, and let us be obedient to Allah ta'ala. We have this incident in front of us. Yesterday we discussed the incident of Sayyidina Miqdad radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and of course we have the Sahaba in front of us, how willing they were to go out and forth in the path of Allah ta'ala for the protection of the deen of Allah and that of our Nabi Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. May Allah ta'ala accept us also. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.